He's noticed that. This other attendant noticed that. They notice the second mile you go with this customer. They notice that customers come back to you. They notice that you're gradually building a credibility, an ethos program, a foundation of character and of competency. Now you're becoming a light, not a judge. It's hard to be around a person of that kind of integrity and not be powerfully influenced and inspired by them. That person will come up with creative ways, if they're proactive enough, to meet the other needs. Now, what am I basically saying? Ends and means are inseparable. Ends pre-exist in the means. You'll never, ever achieve a worthy end with an unworthy means. You cannot violate one principle. You'll eventually find the hens will come home to roost. But many mission statements only deal with values. They deal only with these principles, but they have no vision to them. We want to be good, but we want to be good for something. Negative goodness that's untested isn't good. It's when you're out in the battlefield to accomplish worthy objectives, some project that makes a difference, that contributes, that adds to the welfare of society and to your own family welfare and so forth. That is what causes you to see, am I going to live by these principles? It's the inseparable nature of means and ends. Many mission statements are only wish statements, vision statements, dream statements. They don't deal with means. Others only deal with means. They're value statements, value clarification. They don't deal with ends. The key to one is always the other, the ends and means being inseparable. Let me give a third criterion. I think you should deal with all four of our needs. The need to live, that has to do with our body and the welfare of our family, the economics, we could call it. And then we have the need to love, to be loved, to belong, to be accepted, to be part of something.